With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Hive and Hydrogen Energy National Skills Census launched in Windhoek today to map the country's current and future skills for the green hydrogen sector. Deputy Minister of Education, Arts and Culture Dino Balotti says the census will drive job creation, identify critical gaps and ensure that no community is left behind.
It was really an eye-opening event. We were able to have a good conversation around how our emerging green hydrogen ecosystem will require a large sort of interconnected set of skills from many artisans, engineers, professionals, etc. In parallel, our Haifa National Skills Audit is ongoing with institutions such as NTA, our NQA, the Ministry of Labour, Industrial Relations, Employment Creation. So again, was really a powerful tool that's been added. And I think, again, the purpose of this is really to say, how do we have a comprehensive people-centered database on skills as well as the potential? And this is 100% geared toward young people.
The Bureau for Economic Research says South Africa's economy has suffered a sharp decline, with growth falling from over 4% 2 decades ago to near zero today. Its new report blames state capture, load shedding, poor logistics and wasteful government spending. It warns that unemployment remains high as the labor force contributes less to growth. The M23 rebels have recaptured a town in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo after defeating a pro-government militia in a battle in North Kivu province. Chris Ochamringa has the latest.
Heavy gunfire erupted in the town of Showa over the weekend as the M23 rebels fought militiamen allied to the Congolese government. The town had been briefly seized by Congolese forces, but locals say it's now under the control of M23 rebels. The fighting is in violation of a ceasefire that the DRC government and the rebels signed in Qatar in July. Authorities in Qatar are mediating talks between the warring sides to end the long-running conflict, but sporadic fighting has gone on. The DRC government and UN experts accuse Rwanda of backing the rebels, a charge Kigali has repeatedly denied. The UN says the clashes have claimed thousands of lives and displaced more than 4 million people since 2022. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
The French Prime Minister faces being voted out of office on Monday after he called for a no-confidence vote in himself and his government. France will face another political crisis, piling pressure on Emmanuel Macron, who himself is facing calls to resign.
It's a case of déjà vu for France. In December, Michel Barnier was voted out of office after the opposition united against him, and on Monday, the same fate is likely to await François Bayrou, meaning that President Macron will most probably have to appoint his fifth prime minister in less than 2 years. It's all down to the current premier's controversial budget, which has united the far left and the far right, who together with the socialists have enough lawmakers to unseat France's current minority government. If the prime minister loses, President Macron will have to name a new prime minister or call a snap general election. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, MTC has lifted the 3-package limit on prepaid Aware subscriptions, allowing customers to activate unlimited bundles. General Manager Andreas Gustav says the move responds to demand for more flexibility and convenience, with additional affordable products expected soon. Here's MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi.
Our customers need more flexibility, need more convenience and control. And this is the reason why we have decided to remove the limitation that we had on the number of Aware subscriptions that one can have at a time. Previously, one could only have up to 3 Aware subscriptions running at a time. However, we have decided to remove that restrictions and allow customers to have as many Aware subscriptions running concurrently, as many as they want. This is really to give control and flexibility and the convenience to our customers, so that we don't place that limitations on how our customer should be consuming these products that serve to their need.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.